Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Do physicists also think about end times? Well, turns out Columbia University's Brian Greene does. So we asked him to describe what will happen to the universe in the very distant future.
There was a time when we thought maybe the universe would expand for a while, reach a maximal size, and then start contracting and end in a big crunch, as it was called. But recent data has shown, surprisingly, that space is actually not slowing down in its expansion, as many of us would have thought 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but rather the expansion of space is speeding up. So if that's the case, the universe will not ever stop in its expansion. It's going faster and faster and faster, which suggests that it will get bigger and bigger and bigger, more and more spread out. So the far, far future of the universe will simply be an ever colder and ever more diffuse and ever more dilute cosmos. And frankly, it's hard to imagine life surviving into the far, far future because of that. The fact is, in the far future, we won't be able to see the distant galaxies that we use today to even determine that the universe is expanding. The way we know the universe is expanding, we look out into space, we see distant galaxies, we see them rushing away, and we basically measure their speed. In the far future, those distant galaxies will have drifted so far away that it will be impossible to see them. They will be moving away from us faster than the speed of light. Strange idea. We usually think nothing goes faster than the speed of light. They can, because space can expand at a speed faster than the speed of light. These distant galaxies will drift so far away and so fast away that we won't be able to see them. So very, very future astronomers, when they look into the deep sky, it'll be dark. You know, one can feel a sense of loss because of that. But, you know, who knows? Maybe by then, which is, you know, 100 billion years from now, we'll have figured out some way to manipulate the universe in a manner that maybe we can change the course of cosmic evolution. Who really knows? But I think it really speaks to something very human in us. Ultimately, we're all mortal, and we all, you know, fear our own demise. And I think many of us think about that either on a human scale or on a solar system scale or a galactic scale. And if you do the kind of work that I do, you think about it on a cosmic scale.
Brian Greene is a theoretical physicist and the best-selling author of The Hidden Reality. The music you're listening to was written by Philip Glass to accompany another one of Greene's books, Icarus at the Edge of Time.